This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
I was the big 6'5" this year, so I've just started getting the pension.
Right. So where did you grow up?
I grew up the biggest town in North Kent in England, Gravesend, but I was actually born in and brought up in a suburb called Northfleet. And Fleet's a subsidiary of the Thames, a small river off of the Thames.
Can you talk to me about knitting?
Oh, yes, I'm a great knitter. I've got two older sisters and mum. They all used to knit. And so I think, not that my brother learnt to knit, but I just something that I learnt to do.
How old were you then?
You know, probably teenager, probably. Maybe a bit younger, I'm not sure.
Never got any hassles from other guys with knitting?
Well, no, because I only knitted at home. Latterly, I've knitted on ferries and stuff like that just to fill in the time.
Right. Were you aware that you were gay from an early age then?
Well, I don't know whether I knew I was gay, and I don't know whether I never ever thought I was different. Mum and Dad totally accepted who I was. I mean, there was never any talk about it. But I always say to people I was gay when I came out of the womb, so.
Okay, did you have any problems when you were in England for starters?
No, I mean, everyone sort of says, you know, you must have had problems and bullying and all this. But I think because I was happy with who I was, one just learns to. I mean, I went to a really rough all boys school, and I just learned to become like the mole running errands for the gang leaders. You just learn to look after yourself. So I never had any problems at school.
That's great, isn't it? It is. Mm. What word would you or did you use to describe your gay self when you were younger?
I don't think I did. I was just me.
Because the word camp used to be, in my youth anyway, the word camp was a useful word.
I think people might have used it about me, but I never used it about myself.
So what do you call yourself these days?
Oh, I'm a poofter.
You don't? Do you normally think of yourself as that?
When I talk to people and that, in, you know, because nowadays I just talk to anyone about it, I always say I'm a poofter.
Okay. Some gay men don't have much to do with women. You're an exception in that, I think.
Well,
perhaps
yes.
Perhaps through your theatrical life, I hasten to add.
Yeah, I think, and most of my closest friends are women, yeah. Not that, and I mean, amazingly, not that I've ever had sex with a woman, so. Right.
Okay. How long since you've been in a stable relationship?
God, I can't think that far back. What do you mean by stable? More than a day?
More than a day.
I went to probably the last long term. I went over to Australia to. We met here in New Zealand in 91, I think it was. So 91, 92, so whatever that is, 20 years ago.
Well, the age you are now, would you like to be in a personal relationship?
No.
Do you have any regrets about your gay life?
No, none at all.
You're an unusual man. do you consider yourself?
Well, I'm just me, and that's how I was. I mean, whether I was gay or whether I had ingrown toenails, I mean, that's just me.
And do you consider yourself retired now?
Well, I haven't. I was a computer programmer from the 60s, and well, I mean late 60s, and I finally got out of that career. Was just all too much for me. Oh, I just didn't want to do it. When I was 51, so I actually haven't worked in my career since I was 51.
Well, you were involved with Herne Bay House, I think, working with AIDS victims.
Yep.
Older people, younger people, all sorts.
It was all sorts, both sexes, both men and women, and also children. Mm. So yeah, it was cross board.
How did you keep yourself sane, if you like?
Well, it was only 2 days a week, and I was fortunate. When I was 18, I met a lovely man who was like my mentor, and we were in a quotes relationship for about 5 years. But he was 19 years older than me, and he was like my mentor. And when I said I wanted to travel, he said, well, that's all right, you know, I'll let you travel and blah, blah, blah. And of course, we kept in touch with one another. And unfortunately, in 87, 88, he was diagnosed with HIV. And I went back to England from here. He was given 3 days to live, and I flew back from here to look after him. Got him out of hospital, and he lived for another 8 weeks. And I just think I was just so fortunate to be with him for that time. And that just helped me to work at Herne Bay House. But, you know, everyone says, oh, it must become easier, but it doesn't, because it's a life.
Mm. This is not something I'd be happy about doing.
Well, I just think I'm fortunate in helping them on that journey, because they're totally reliant on you. And I think it must be like, you know, the closest, because I've never had children, so I wouldn't know, but I think it's the closest to like being a parent, because that person, that child or that person that's dying is dependent on you, and you just, you know, just have to do it all.
Did you look after a lot of people, or did you look after individuals?
No. There was one caregiver on a day, so there was a nurse and a caregiver plus the management staff and a cook. So you just had to do all the jobs. So it depended who was there. So you just had to, you know, took them for appointments, helped them washing and all this stuff. And
is Herne Bay House or places like that, are they still going?
No, because of the modern drugs, people are living a lot better lives and can sustain themselves in a community and go back to work. Herne Bay House, I was only there for 2 years. I left in 2003, and I think it closed because of lack of clients in about 2004.
Well, it's good actually, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it's and of course, hospices and stuff were then accepting HIV people, because prior to that they wouldn't take them in, you know. So,
how do you keep fit these days?
Well, just before you came today, I did my hour's walk around West Haven. I came home. I help an elderly lady at the moment who's 89 at the end of the month, and I do little jobs for her. So I came home from her and put on my walking gear, and I do an hour's walk from here right round West Haven up College Hill. No, not College Hill, up Curran Street. And I'm also a swimmer. I've actually represented New Zealand as a swimmer in Gay Games.
Several times, I think, yes.
Yeah, Amsterdam, Sydney and Cologne.
Wow.
And then last year we had the Asia Pacific Out Games in Wellington. And so I was down there with Queen of the Whole Universe, and also swam and came home with 3 gold medals. So.
Oh, well done.
So I should be having a ceremony tonight with... with Valerie Adams.
Should we go on Great Crash? Is your home mortgage-free yet?
Yes. Been mortgage-free. I bought the house in 83 and I was mortgage-free in 86.
Well done. So at your age, what support are you going to need as you get older?
Well, as I say, I haven't worked in my career since I was 51, so one learns to live to one's needs and means. And so now that I'm getting the super, government super, It's the icing on the cake. So I can't believe every fortnight this money goes into my account.
Do you have any family in New Zealand?
I've got a brother. He married a New Zealander with a ready-made family. She had three children. So I've got two nieces and a nephew. But the nephew now lives in Norway. He travelled and met a Norwegian, and so he's there with four children. So I've got two nieces here. And I've just spent 2 weeks with one of the nieces in Rarotonga. She's over there working.
Okay. So what does the future hold for you as you get older?
Oh, I just live every day. I don't have a bucket list. And I still do things like 2 or 3 years ago, I was down in Queenstown, and so of course I had to do a bungee. So I'm that sort of person. It's the now, you do it now.
Well, you can, yes. Have you made a will?
Yes.
A watertight will? In that...
As watertight as I think it can be. I've checked with a friend who's a family lawyer. And because I'm not married or whatever, he said my siblings, can't have any say on my will. So, one of my siblings is in the will, but the others aren't, so...
So there's not going to be any problem with your will, by the sound of it.
Well, I'll be dead, so I won't care.
I know you'll probably age disgracefully, but how do you actually see yourself in 15 or 20 years' time?
Well, 20 years' time, I'd probably be dead, because I tell everybody I'm dying on my 84th birthday.
Why 84?
I've worked with enough elderly people that... I see them go downhill after about 84, so I'd probably still be alive, but this is what I'm telling everyone. And because I was born on April Fool's Day, on my 84th birthday, they're all going to be around the bed, and I'm going to go, oop, and they're all going to go, oh, he's dead, and then I'm going to sit up and say April Fool's and then go.
And then go. All right. How do you expect to be remembered? Apart from the man who popped up from his deathbed and then died again.
Well, my forename is Edward Jenner, and in history, Edward Jenner actually discovered the smallpox vaccine. And so I tell everybody that I've done it in another life, so I don't have to do it now. So they remember me for my smallpox vaccine.
So what advice would you offer today to any young gay men, particularly those who are having problems?
Well, I think you've got to be happy with who you are and live it to your own, your own truth. It doesn't matter that somebody else does X, Y, Z. You've got to find what's your truth, and you've got to try. And at the same time, not cause ripples, you can have a wonderful, wonderful life, but you don't. And I mean, I'm out there. I mean, I wear colour. I mean, most people would know that I'm gay and over the top. And I've been like that all my life. And I'd say touch wood, but I mean, I've never had any problems of bullying or fighting or. But no, be true to yourself and be happy.